98.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. We can call him Abraham. And Abram was one of those men whom God told to leave his father's house and leave his kindreds. And Abram really did what he said, but he didn't quite do it initially, because when Abram left his father's house, he went to his uncle's house, and I think that's his kindred. But yet Abram is called the father of faith. And yet when we see all of the things that would transpire in his life, I always say God measure in a portion of grace and mercy, because he know there are times in our life when there are uncertainties in our life, we may sometimes not do exactly what God says. Yes. My brothers and sisters, when we see God moving Abram or Abraham, he moved him because there was some paganistic worship going on in his family line. And God was about to move, restore that line into a line that he would be blessing in the immediate future. And because Abram didn't quite understand the future, because Abram or Abraham never saw the fulfillment of it, it did not stop Abraham from ultimately doing what God told him to do. And there are times in our life when we don't understand what God has for us, and we sometimes are uncertain of the things that God has in store for us. And sometimes when we are uncertain, we delay what God has for us because we wouldn't step out on the uncertainties of life. I want to ask the question this morning. Have you ever lived in an environment where God had to move you? Have you ever lived in an environment when you had to move from an environment that you knew was not good for you, that you knew was not profitable for you, and God gave the analogy for you to move from where you were? You see all of the crime and all of the stuff that is transpiring in these streets, and God sometimes have to move people from where they are to a place where he desires for them to be. My brothers and sisters, God will move us. And there are times we are uncertain where we are going, but you knew, and I know, we had to leave. I left Dallas, Texas years ago, uncertain where I was headed, but I knew I had to leave, because God had mandated it. And in leaving, this calls you to step out on the uncertainties. Now that word uncertainty, my brothers and sisters, is defined as to doubt or to hesitate or indecision. Antioch, life is full of uncertainties, because each day we witness new changes and new challenges. But within those changes and within those challenges, God is watching our footstep. When we step out on uncertainties, our unknown situation, he watches, because it demonstrates our faith, our commitment, and our dedication to him when he has mandated it. And when we see what God is doing, my brothers and sisters, within those challenges, God is moving us closer to him. It demonstrates something that he has already predestined us to be. Although we don't know, and the uncertainties of it is an unknown, God says, I knew you before you knew yourself. I saw you before you were even birthed. And what the Lord is saying when he asks us to do those things, he is saying, I need you to trust me. For God's ways are incomprehensible to us. Recently, in this church, I had a conversation with a man who told me how the Lord had changed his life. I don't really understand. I really don't know why I sat down there when he was sharing with me. I really don't even understand how the conversation got started. But the moment he began to talk, he began to tell a testimony of what God had done in his life. And as he began to tell his story, I began to understand that God was moving on his behalf for us for something, and I didn't quite understand what it was. He shared how he was a cocaine addict with a habit of over $400, I believe either a day or $400 a week. I can't remember now. But I remember he said he had a habit of over $400. He shared with me other stories concerning his marriage and the tragic situation that had happened to him. But God changed and transformed his life. As he spoke to me, he began to get emotional concerning the goodness of the Lord, because he said there was some uncertainties in my life and there were some situations in my life that I couldn't handle, but God, who knows the beginning from the end, but God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we could ask or think. The same God who's changing, transforming us into his image. He shared those stories, my brothers and sisters. And for some reason, I began sharing my testimony concerning what God had asked me to do and how I believe God had sent a messenger to tell me something concerning what we were trying to do here. And that messenger says, I have commanded this. And then for some reason, I've got emotional, and I sat right there and cried more than he did. And I knew at that very moment that the Lord had sent him to tell me to trust in the Lord. What is incomprehensible now will come to pass. It was not an accident that God just happened to send messenger. I even asked him, I said, are you a preacher? He said, no. But he said, I've been in the church. He was at CWC. But he said, Pastor, he said, I'm looking for the meat of the word. And I understood what he was saying, because so many times we're caught up on the milk and we don't go beyond where we are, because it's easier for someone else to feed us the milk. But we never get into the meat of the word. And God is simply saying, I've got more in store for you. And I begin to wrestle with what he was telling me. He said, but Pastor, God says I'm not through with this yet. And I shed tears and I shed tears. And we both sit here for 30 minutes. He had a job to do. And we were both witnessing to one another. My brothers and sisters, when you cry out to the Lord, the Lord hears and sees our tears. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is asking us to trust him. And the Lord is saying, to us, "When have I ever let you down?" The Lord Antioch is saying, "Can you ever remember a time that I turned my back on you? When you called me, did I not answer you? When you cried out to me, did I not come to see about your situation?" He said, "I am that I am. I am El Shaddai, God Almighty, Elohim, the Creator, Adonai, the Lord over all, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is present." He is saying to us this morning, "I am God Almighty. I am that I am." The question is, will you trust me with that? Will you trust me to be your water when you're thirsty? Will you trust me to be your food when you're hungry? Will you trust me? If you had any doubt, my brothers and sisters, in whom to place your trust in, God wants to make it clear to you today that you can have confidence in him and that he is the appropriate one to trust. We put our trust in cars, homes, 401ks. We put our trust in jobs. We put our trust in all kinds of things. But the Lord says, "I need you to put your trust in me." Will you trust me with that? My brothers and sisters, God wants to make it clear to you and I today that you can have confidence in him. Not only does Proverbs, my brothers and sisters, assures us whom to put your trust in, but Solomon told his son to trust in the Lord with all his heart. All his heart. Not some of his heart, Brother Gaines, but all of his heart. That means the whole. Not lacking nothing, nor leaving anything out. Solomon said to his son, "Trust the Lord with all his heart and not with his mind." My brothers and sisters, your mind is that place that controls your intellect, your reasoning, and your thoughts. And that mind will take you in some places that you shouldn't be. But your heart, my brother, your heart control your desires, your hopes, your dream, and your emotion. And if your heart is centered on the Lord, and if your heart is resonating on his word, the Lord will develop something within you that will not destroy, nor will it hinder what God has in store for you. Moving forward and moving